This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army has raided and detained staff at two of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza's north, where the defense minister said Tuesday troops were working to completely clear out U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Israeli forces were entering Hamas's tunnel network in northern Gaza as part of a final clearing of militants from the region. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday several countries are involved in a security operation to protect shipping companies in the Red Sea from attacks by Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi militants. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The missile and drone attacks began last month against international vessels sailing through the Red Sea in response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip. The Houthis doubled down after Austin's Tuesday announcement, saying they would not be deterred by the U.S.-led security initiative. Shipping companies continued to reroute on Tuesday despite Austin's comments. Austin's remarks leave many questions unanswered, including which other countries are willing to do what mostly U.S. warships have done, shoot down Houthi missiles and drones, and rush to the aid of commercial ships under attack. This week's assaults forced oil major BP to pause all Red Sea transits, a move that showed that the crisis was broadening to include energy shipments.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's certain the United States will make good on its promise of further billions of dollars for Kyiv to continue its fight against Russia. In a year-end news conference Tuesday, he bluntly replied no to a question about whether his country might lose the war. U.S. President Joe Biden's proposed package of aid for Ukraine is stalled in Washington. This